Pete, yeah. You do remember last week we did our fantasy movie draft of actors.
Yes.
And I guess it was more just us kind of picking our favorite.
It was fun. It was a good time.
It was just us basically picking our favorite actors.
No, but you know, we had more into it. We were talking about, oh, we've seen him in work recently, or she's a dynamic character. We had our reasons to draft.
So,
the idea, oh, I like that actor, or, you know.
Well, yeah, but the idea is that we want to have the right, we want to have the right guys, but how do we keep them for a whole year? Because you never know if maybe 1 year they're going to do like 7 or 8 movies. And then the next year,
it's a lot.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, you never know how the film industry is. You never know if a movie gets put on shelf. Like, you know, the thing with Fast and the Furious. You know, after the death of Paul Walker, you know, you didn't really know what was going on if they were going to release the next few Fast and Furious movies that's coming out this summer. And it made me think, this is how you can draft actors. And there's only two times that I think we can do this. The first one has to be during the summer when all the summer movies are starting to come out.
Okay.
I say that you wait, like, here's what I'm looking at here. I'm looking at movies that are coming out for this summer specifically. Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Okay.
The new Spider-Man movie. The new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Alien Covenant movie. Fast and the Furious 8. I'm sorry, The Fate of the Furious. There's the new Baywatch movie coming out. Wonder Woman is coming out. These are all movies coming out in 2017, and they're coming out for the summer. And what you really want to do is you want to get the actors, and you want to hold them for that entire summer because, for the most part, these movies stay out all summer.
So here's my question.
Sure.
How are you going to quantify fantasy points or score by just the actor or actress? And let me explain. If only one actor does one movie that summer, you know, especially, let's say, the Wonder Woman movie, that actress is not going to do another movie probably that year because that's the big movie for her. Are you just going to say, well, if she does well, that's it. If she doesn't, it's a bust. Or,
so here's what you do.
Or what happens if you draft? What happens if you draft two actors or actresses that are in the same movie?
And that's what you have to, and see, this is also something that Corey Parson was talking about, the 10 commandments of drafting in fantasy football. One of the commandments is, thou shalt stick to thy tiers. Do you catch my drift here, Pete?
Yeah, I do, but maybe the listeners don't, so want you to explain.
Well, I'm asking you. Now, what that basically means is that we know in fantasy football, we have our tiers of the top ranks.
Right.
This year, probably at the top, who's going to be there? Antonio Brown, David Johnson, Odell Beckham. I can't even think. I'm trying to, off the top of my head, Ezekiel Elliott. These
top,
are guys.
Top players.
These are the top players. So we're looking at these movies here. Who's going to be at the top for 2017 when it comes to the actors? I think, obviously, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Yes,
he absolutely has to be up there
movies
at the top.
He'll be in multiple movies this summer.
Johnny Depp. Okay. For Pirates of the Caribbean.
One movie.
These are guys. Well, listen, it doesn't matter if it's one movie. If that movie.
I'm just saying that's how many he has in the summer. I'm not knocking it.
Sure. See, actually, Dwayne's got two.
Two. He says two. He has Baywatch.
Baywatch and Fate of the Furious.
Right.
Chris Pratt. I'd want him up there. Vin Diesel is going to be up there.
Right.
I think those guys are going to be in the top tiers. Now, this is where it gets a little bit tricky. You want to look at. Now you want to try and take a look at the supporting cast. So when it comes to something like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, where you have that ensemble cast, maybe you want to get Bradley Cooper. I'm not sure. The truth is that, is he doing anything else? Zoe Saldana's up there.
Right.
She is an excellent actress.
So I'm gonna play devil's advocate again.
Yeah.
So let's say you pick an actor and a supporting actor or actress or an actress, whatever you pick, in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. Both of them are in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Let's go to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. How would you differentiate who gets what points? I mean, if they're both in the same movie, the movie's going to make the same revenue for both. So what I'm saying is, what's going to be the
quantifying
factor?
Well, here's where you
got to
do this. You have to look at the contracts that they signed for those movies.
So now we're getting into the contracts.
Right.
Okay.
That's it. You know,
is that even public record? Like, is that even
something
that's feasible?
Oh, I'm...
I wouldn't even know. I don't look up that stuff.
It absolutely has to be. And I'm sure that when you do some digging and you do your homework, you can find out where people get where they are in the tiers of how their quota is made,
right,
for each movie. So it's possible that Chris Pratt could be making much more money on Guardians of the Galaxy 2 than Bradley Cooper and Zoe Saldana combined.
Correct. No, I understand.
Which puts them in that tier.
Then I understand where you come from. Then now you're going to go by the actual actors' contracts or actresses' contracts on top of the revenue, or just the contracts.
Now you can add the revenue, but that could be like that's like your defense and special teams.
Okay.
So you know that's not something that you're relying on.
This is really
what you want to do is. I don't think so though. And you know, this is also why I would love to try and get in touch with Matthew Berry. I've been trying to get in touch with Charlie Sheen.
I was just about to say, how'd that go?
Well, I haven't heard back from him. But listen, I'm one of those people that can be annoying.
He's out there winning.
winning. So maybe I can. Maybe he can let me go win with him. I'd rather win with him than with Donald Trump. No, you know, just saying. I think he'd be a lot more fun to go out winning with. Although I probably would stay away from anything that he's drinking, or you know, just because I think more like I'd want to just like watch. I'd want to watch with like a thing of popcorn. I mean, it's Charlie Sheen, man. I don't think you really need to go see him in a movie. Just kind of hang out with him during the day.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a lot. I mean, listen, it's got to be a lot of fun.
How about the fantasy Charlie Sheen league?
Oh my god, what is that like? The fantasy like who he's been with?
No, you just watch and see what he does. if he commits a felony or something, you get a point. I don't know.
Like, I think ever since he came out, I'm not trying to bring it down or anything. I think once he came out with the status that he had HIV, I think he's really dropped, not dropped off the face of the earth, but I think he's kind of like calmed down. And,
no, I know.
But it, actually, you know, it might have been like one of those things like
a failed attempt.
No, I mean, you almost wish it never happened to him because you kind of missed that crazy, crazy winning Charlie Sheen. But at the same time, I think he's really doing a lot of great work coming up. I think he's got some sort of charity now for HIV AIDS, which is really nice. You know,
yeah, it is nice.
You know,
it's
listen,
great.
Charlie Sheen, like he's crazy. He's had some crazy moments, but the guy's human. The guy's absolutely human.
Absolutely.
And that's why I would love to get him on the show and talk about, you know,
awesome
talk about Major League. And I still want him to sign that jersey. Oh, sure. But I also want to get Matthew Berry. I want to get in touch with Matthew Berry. I want to talk to him about my idea. I want to see if there's a way that I can speak to him about these things. That would be a lot of fun.
It would be.
I think that, and you know what? I think he'd be receptive of it. At least something that we could, you know, maybe argue about, something that we could talk about. So Matthew Berry, maybe this is the segment that I can put up on Audio Boom. Matthew Berry, I think you and I could sit down, talk about this movie league, talk about doing a fantasy actors league.
Not me. I'll be over here if you guys need
No,
me.
I need you, Pete.
No.
Pete, I absolutely need you.
No.
Please?
No.
Please?
Fine.
See? Three no's mean yes. No, Pete, listen, I need you.
And three rights make a left.
Yeah. Well, I need you. I need Donnie. I need you guys. We need each other for this. You need us, Matthew Berry, because I think we have a great idea.